You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom, first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by PronkPops.wordpress.com and KDUXWebRadio.wordpress.com. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, presenter of The Pronk Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Welcome to the Pronk Pop Show. Today's going to be a short show, and before I forget, tomorrow we are going to be preempted because it's the first Tuesday of the month, and every time there's the first Tuesday of the month, the Dallas County Community College Board of Trustees meets, and we broadcast their show. Tomorrow there will be no show, so I'm alerting you to that. Today what I wanted to cover, and I've noticed now both Hillary Clinton as well as several commentators make this point as if it is a terrific point when it isn't. It's what I would call a red herring, but it's really not a red herring. It's really the Nazi objection to deporting illegal aliens. Now, what am I talking about? And why am I saying Nazi, the National Socialists, the SS? One of the objections you hear to Donald Trump saying we need to enforce immigration law is you can't deport 11 or 12 million people. Are you going to turn this into a police state where policemen all across the country are going to be knocking on doors at night and pulling people and their children out of their homes, putting them on a bus or some vehicle and sending them to the border and deporting them? You can't do that. It would be like Nazi Germany. It would be a police state. Well, you don't have to do that. Because, ladies and gentlemen, why do we have between 30 and 50 million, not 9, 10, 11, 12 million, based on census data that is grossly understated? Why do we have so many? There are two parts to this problem. You have today students, businessmen, tourists coming to the United States, having their passports of whatever country they came from, and they have visas if it's required, depending on the country of origin. And when they get the visas, they promise to return to their country of origin. Right now, that's a misdemeanor if you don't. There needs to be a change in the immigration law to make it a felony. If you come to this country and overstay your visa, it's a felony. In other words, you're put on notice and you're agreeing to return to the country when you get the visa that you're doing that. We need a system that tracks people that come to this country, and there are literally tens of millions of people every year. Most of them, not all of them, but most of them go home because they're just visiting the United States for legitimate reasons. And when they finish their education, when they finish their business, when they finish touring or their vacation, they go home because they're law-abiding citizens of the country that they've come from. However, a large number of the illegal immigrants that are here, and no one knows the split between visa overstays and those that are largely coming across the U.S.-Mexican border, both need to be addressed. And slowly, but really surely, they are going to be addressed. You need to track, first of all, you need to get a handle of what the scope of the problem is, because you need to know who has overstayed their visa. Now, the one thing I need to emphasize, and it applies to whether people are overstaying their visas and then working here or crossing the border and working here. What is the one reason the primary reason this happens, it's not a trick question, it's because they can get a job here. That's why they stay. Now, if you couldn't get a job here, or it was very difficult to get a job here, they would go home. Because if you can't earn money to put a roof over your head, to put food in your mouth, clothes on your back, you're going to return to your country of origin, whatever that country is. Whether it's a European country, a Middle Eastern country, Africa, South America, Mexico, Japan, China. If you can't work in this country, it's extremely difficult to work in this country. You're not going to overstay your visa. Now, it's been many years, but I remember once when I was in the Air Force, I took a six-week vacation. I was forced to take the vacation because I had leave, over 2 months of leave, and my boss said, you got to take it or lose it. So I took it. I took a six-week vacation to Europe. I had my American passport. I did not have, because I was on a vacation, I didn't need a visa, and I went to several countries, Switzerland, Austria, Germany, Luxembourg, several countries. And I enjoyed myself. And then I went home. And that's what most people do. I had a job in the United States. I was in the military. I went home. My vacation was up. My leave was up. And I reported to duty. And I was back, rested and relaxed and somewhat enlightened by touring Europe, part on my own and part on two arranged trips where you have a guide on buses. And millions of Americans do that every year. And millions of people come to the United States every year and visit such cities as New York, Washington, Boston, San Francisco, Miami. There are literally dozens of cities that attract tourists, and we encourage that, and we should encourage that. Today is the first day of class for Richland College students, both returning and freshmen. We have a very high percentage of international students. In other words, students from other countries. The administration is very careful to making sure that they have the correct visa, student visa, that they need to enroll in this college. And that's fairly standard across the nation. International students can and do work on campus. They can't, however, work, my understanding of this is they can't work off campus legally. And what happens? They finish their education, get their associate degree. Many continue on to get their bachelor's degree, some even master's degree, and then they largely go home. Most of them go home. I'm sure that some, a small percentage, no one knows the exact number, however, overstay their visa. They like it here. I understand it, because many of these people come from countries that I would never go visit. Nothing against those countries, but they're dirt poor. I've lived overseas. I've lived in Taiwan, I've lived in Germany, and when I lived in Germany, it was the early 50s, not too many years after World War II. So I know how it is living abroad, both as a child, as a teenager, and visiting as a tourist, and I know that the United States is very attractive, especially from people where the standard of living is dramatically lower than either Europe or the United States. They would like to stay here any way they can, and the number one reason they stay here is jobs, employment, because like I said, that is the primary motivation for most of the illegal aliens that come to this country. I'm going to touch upon this in a moment, but I want to emphasize something. Illegal aliens is it's in the statute, the law, and it's been in this statute of law for many decades. It is not meant to insult anybody. But you have the Democratic Party and advocates for illegal aliens coming to this country that want to shut people up. They don't want people to be talking, as I am right now to you, about the various aspects to this problem. It's political correctness, and the purpose of political correctness is to silence people. And it happens, one place it happens is on the colleges and campuses in the United States, mainly by liberal and progressive professors who mark down their students if they use the expression illegal aliens or illegal immigrants. Ladies and gentlemen, if you violate the United States laws on immigration and you do not present your papers at the port of entry that you're coming into, if you don't do that, and tens of millions have not done it, then you are breaking the United States law. First offense, it's a misdemeanor. But you are an illegal alien by the very act of just crossing the U.S.-Mexican border, for example, or entering this country without presenting your papers at a port of entry. It's a crime. It's your first offense. You broke into the country illegally. Now, this problem that I'm talking about didn't start yesterday. It didn't start with the Obama administration. It didn't start with the Bush administration. Frankly, it didn't start with the Clinton administration. It's been going on, really, since Daddy Bush was in the White House and got elected in 1988 for a one term. And it's been getting progressively worse, worse, and worse. Now, why? And I'm not trying to make this an immigration show. I want to really address what I started it. How do you get people to go home? That's what this show is about. Without turning the United States into Nazi Germany in 1930, in the 1930s and 40s as well. The problem is you must enforce the law. And most countries, especially Mexico, truly enforce the law. If they find you're here illegally, you're going to jail. And if you're lucky, you'll get deported. And that's country after country. Not all. The United States is not the only group of one large country that has immigration problem. Europe has a major immigration problem as I'm speaking. People are fleeing North Africa and the Middle East into Italy, Austria, France, Germany, fleeing the Islamic State, terrorism in that region by Al-Qaeda, the Islamic State, the Shias. You have Christians. Mainly, there are other Muslims. So we're not the only country with immigration problems. The way you stop illegal immigration is you got to deal with the primary causes of why people are coming to your country. And the number one primary reason, not a trick question, they're coming for jobs. They're coming to have a higher standard of living, which means they have to have a job. They're coming for opportunities. And many of them are law-abiding. Most are law-abiding. Not all, but the majority are law-abiding. And they work hard. I understand that. They have many, not all, have a very strong work ethic. But there's a problem. We have between 20 and 30 million American people that are looking for permanent jobs as opposed to temporary jobs, full-time jobs. And we have many people that simply are not participating in the labor force because they can't find them. It's not that they haven't looked, they can't find them. Now, what's going on? You have employers in this country, both small, medium, large, that hire illegal aliens. They are breaking the law. That is a felony, punishable by either imprisonment or fines, depending on how many illegal aliens you're employing. This is happening across the country. It's happening in Dallas as I speak, but it happens across the country. While there are many or hundreds of thousands of immigrants that are here legally and have a work permit, there are tens of millions that aren't, not 10 or 11 total. It's somewhere, no one knows the number. It's somewhere between 30 to 50 million. And I say that because experts, people involved in the process, have asked the Border Patrol, the U.S. Border Patrol, for example, for every one you apprehend, in other words, you catch trying to sneak into the country, how many get away? They'll say a minimum of 3 to 4. For every one that we detain or apprehend, 3 to 4 get away. On average, it's 5 to 7 or higher. Now, until the Obama administration, on average, there are about 1 million a year detained. It bounced around, but that was about the average. Sometimes it was higher, sometimes it was lower, which means 3 to 4 million illegal aliens came here every year for 15 years. Did some return home? Yes, but not as many. You do the math. I say for 15 to 20 years, you have had an invasion of the United States of America by illegal aliens. The majority are from Mexico or Central America, Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, but also the Caribbean. Actually, there are more than 24 countries that fall in the category of other than Mexico that are crossing in over the U.S.-Mexican border. Now, I'm not making this an immigration show, but you need to understand the background. Probably the most important thing to understand is the sheer magnitude of the problem, and that's never really talked about. It's accepted like it's gospel when it's not gospel. Anyone that has studied this will say the census figures, which are the basis of these numbers, grossly understates the sheer magnitude of the illegal immigration problem. But they're used for a reason to minimize, really, we don't want to scare the American citizens. We definitely don't want to tell them, you know, there's maybe 30 to 50 million illegal aliens here. Now, the American people have wised up to this. There have been poll after poll after poll. And they've asked Democrats, independents, Republicans, liberals, progressives, conservatives, socialists, social Democrats, communists, whatever your ideology. Should the immigration laws be enforced? The American people say yes. Should those that are here illegally be deported? Yes. By anywhere from 60 to 80% if you look at this over time. The overwhelming majority of American people want the laws of the United States enforced, and those include immigration law. And like I said, I don't know the number, but it's not, I know what it's not. It's not 11 million. I think based on what I'm hearing, it's somewhere between 30 to 50 million minimum, and it could be quite higher. And that's the problem. We have a stagnating economy. And one of the reasons is we're not attracting the best, the brightest that would like to come here. You see, there have been studies that there are several hundred million people that would like to immigrate legally to the United States. And many put in their papers and wait and wait and wait. And many of them will never come here legally as an immigrant. But most Americans are not aware that every year over 1 million green cards are issued, and that enables, that's legal immigration. People are coming here legally. Most Americans don't even know that it's over 1 million every year, and it's been like that for over 15, going on 20 years. Who asked for that? Did the American people ask for it? I don't think so. I can tell you who asked for it. You have businesses in this country, mainly large businesses, medium to large businesses, that their business model is cheap, compliant labor. They're the ones that are providing campaign contributions both to the Republican Party and the Democratic Party. Both parties. They don't care if the people are here legally or illegally, as long as they have a growing supply of cheap labor. They are breaking the law. They don't tell you that. The ones that are really in the shadows are not the illegal immigrants. The ones that are in the shadows are the people that every day, every business, every employer in this country that is hiring illegal immigrants. They're criminals. They are committing felonies. But they're some of the wealthiest companies in this country. And many of the people that are own it are the big advocates of open borders, because as long as the law is not being forced, they don't care if the person has false papers. They're not getting prosecuted. And that's where I'm going. How do you get 30 to 50 million people to go home without turning the United States into Nazi Germany, a police state? Panic, panic, panic. You enforce the law. Now, how do you do that? Every single day on TV, you have ICE, who's responsible to do this, in terms of the interior of the country, knock on the doors of businesses where they have evidence, not suspicion, they have solid evidence that the businesses employ one or more illegal aliens. That requires them to go to a judge to get a warrant for the arrest of the executives and owners of that company. You make examples in city after city. Here is what happens when you break the federal law and employ illegal aliens. You do that for several months or a year. Actually, you're going to have to do this for several years, because this problem has been building over a 15 to 20 year period. You're not going to cure the problem overnight. A problem, it's been an invasion of this country year in, year out. 3 million, 4 million, 5 million per year. Some return home, but most stay. They live here, work here. And until you turn that magnet off, until you go after the employers that are breaking the law, let me tell you, I've read the law. Go Google it and you can read the statute. They're supposed to be removed and deported to their country of origin. But the business owners primarily, but also, listen, there are governments that are doing this. There are colleges that are doing this. There are charities and churches that are doing this. They are willfully breaking the law. It's a felony. They are also aiding and abetting illegal immigration staying here. That's the problem. You don't have police knocking on the doors of apartments and homes. I came in a little later than I normally would do on the first day, and I was getting ready to leave. And I hear a knocking on the door. I open the door. I needed some doors repaired. The hinges broke. It could have been the police. I'm not asking for people, and I have illegal aliens in my apartment complex. I don't expect the police to come and take them away. But let me tell you something. If you listen to the show, you know this. On at least two occasions, and this has never happened to me, I live in a large apartment complex, over 500 units. And there is a fairly constant turnover. It's a very diverse population. About half are black, maybe a third are white, and the rest are Hispanic. I don't know all the... It's a diverse community. Primarily black and white. On at least two occasions, I've had the Dallas SWAT team, not at my apartment or even my apartment building, but right across, knocking on the doors and trying to get people out of the apartments. Why? I don't know, but I suspect drugs. They were committing crimes. They had warrants. If you know anything about the SWAT team in Dallas, when they are knocking on a door and you're not answering, the SWAT team is large, but they have a number of units. And I remember once there was a standoff for several hours. The last time I was coming to Richland College, this was in the afternoon, and there's the SWAT team ready to break in to an apartment, you know, with these rams. No one was answering the door. Now, I suspected on that unit that something was happening that was probably illegal. Either they were running drugs or prostitution. I don't know. It's not my business. That tenant is no longer there, and it was the Dallas SWAT team that were ready. They had their gears, they had their helmets, and as I walked to my car in the parking lot, there's two or three other units there. I noticed I never saw that neighbor again, so the word got out, and I've also noticed fairly regularly the cops are there dealing with one of the units in our neighborhood. And it's usually the blacks. I'll be the first one to say. Nothing racial here. I see who they take out because you have black on black crime. And we've had a very sad case in Houston where a black killed in cold blood a white police officer, a deputy sheriff, while he was pumping gas into his car. That's on the news in Texas and across the nation. But I think you can trace this right back to Al Sharpton, Eric Holder, and our president for stirring up the black community that the cops were out to kill them. No, they weren't. Remember Ferguson? That was a black teenage thug tried to kill that cop. He attacked the cop while he was sitting in the car. Fortunately for this police officer, he fought back, and the guy ran, and then he made a mistake. He turned around and started to charge that cop. The cop pulled out his gun and shot him. That's a clean homicide. It's self-defense. That's what happened in Ferguson. It wasn't a white cop shooting a black in the back. But that's what this president, this attorney general, and Al Sharpton and the likes of Jesse Jackson try to turn it into. A race case. And they've been flaming that issue. And now what we're seeing, we have thugs, primarily black thugs, killing not only their own people, but now cops. What's not talked about, there are two big facts that are never mentioned. Who are the primary victims of black crime? It's other blacks. And if you look at the homicides, blacks in this country, in terms of the percentage of the population, are somewhere between 12 and 13%. However, if you look at homicides and who are the killers or the shooters, and they use other weapons, by the way. It's not just gun violence. Over 50% of the homicides are the person doing the crime are blacks. But who are they doing the crime to? Between 90 and 95%, it's other blacks. And the answer of the Democratic Party is we need more gun control. They would like to delete the Second Amendment, repeal it, that gives you the right to bear and keep arms. Who needs guns most? Law-abiding blacks in high-crime neighborhoods that are being attacked by other blacks, primarily young men between 18 and 34, that are attacking their people in their own community. That's what never makes the news. The primary victims of these homicides are other blacks, overwhelmingly. It's not even close. And it's primarily young males And they, if you just do it in terms of the black population, not break it down by age, a little over 50% of the homicides are committed by blacks, when they only make up about 12 to 13% of the population. And it's not of every age group. It's primarily young black males. There's a problem. That's the real problem, that if we had a president that led instead of demagogue, that's the problem that he could lead on. And he could get support of the black community, especially the black church, the teachers, the law-abiding that are the victims of these crimes. That's what's not talked about. I believe Eric Holder, the president of the United States, Barack Obama, and Reverend Al Sharpton have blood on their hands. Not that they care. Haven't heard much from the president about the killing in Houston. It didn't fit the narrative. We have cops, mainly white, but cops killing blacks. No, we have black young males killing other blacks, and yes, some of them are cops. That's the problem. It's law enforcement, first responders, as well as the community that they serve are the victims. That's the story that's been in the news this weekend as well as today. And I'll have more information on my site. And for those that are new to the show, the way you listen to the show is go to pronkpops.wordpress.com. That's pronkpops.wordpress.com. That's pronkpops.wordpress.com. And if you do, at the very top, you'll see my picture in the studio, and right below it, you'll have links to the most recent 60 to 80 shows, my notes with relevant information, depending on what stories I cover. And at the very bottom, you'll have links to all my shows. And I was just scrolling down, and I forgot to do that. So I have some maintenance to do. And I put that information mainly if you have time. Many students don't have time. I understand that. But all I say is I'm giving you my opinion, my commentary. I give you a lot of additional information that I looked at or have looked at in the past. Sometimes I go back and put stuff that is relevant to the story. And I urge you, if you have the time, to look at it. A lot of it is YouTube videos, but also photographs, articles, polls, whatever is relevant. Now, I have not done it for this show. Yes, this show probably will not be posted until tomorrow morning. I don't even have a blog post on it yet, but it will definitely be up there by noon at the very, very latest. If you're new to the show, that's how you go listen to it. I would say over 99.999% of my listeners don't listen to this show as it's being streamed over the internet as it is right now. As I'm streaming my show over the internet, it's also being recorded, and I can see it being recorded right now. And I was curious, I do have somewhere to go in about 20 minutes, so I got to wrap it up pretty soon. But I want to get back to, how do we stop this? Do we need to turn the United States into a police state, a totalitarian or authoritarian regime, and knock on the doors of the illegals? No, we don't. No, we don't. We need to enforce the law, but no, we don't. How do you stop it? Well, if you listen to the Republicans, and this is where I get a little somewhat irate, except for Donald Trump, but I get a little irate. All the Republicans are saying, we got to secure the borders. We got to secure the borders. We got to secure the borders. I've been hearing that for 10, 15 years. We got to secure the borders. What's the problem, guys? Where's the double fence? Where's the road in between? I mean the double fence from California to the Gulf Coast of Texas. It costs money to build. I'm not happy that we have to spend that money, because if we had been enforcing immigration law from the days that Daddy Bush was in the White House through Obama, and I mean enforcement, not just at the U.S. border, but internally to the country, we wouldn't have this problem. I wouldn't be given this show, and we shouldn't have this problem. Why? It's very, very clear if you read the United States Constitution, and I do. I'm very much a believer in the U.S. Constitution, unlike the leadership of both the Democrat and the Republican Party. Some people accept it, such as Ted Cruz, but others, such as Jeff Sessions. It is the responsibility of the federal government to protect the people in the states from invasion. Ladies and gentlemen, we have and continue to be invaded every day. by illegal aliens. I'll go a step further. Criminal illegal aliens. Donald Trump is right. If you come into this country and you don't present your papers, you're here illegally. Yes, it's a misdemeanor. Think of it as a traffic ticket. The problem is it doesn't stop there because most people are not detained. They're not caught. Even in a good year, the U.S. Border Patrol, an average year, would detain or apprehend 1 million people. Actually, today, it's under 1 million, considerably under 1 million. And it's not because we're in a recession or the U.S. economy is slowed. It's because the word has gone out. We don't want vigorous enforcement. So what happens is, year in, year out, day in, day out, and on average, somewhere between 3 and 5 million illegal aliens come to the United States primarily to seek employment. That is their motivation. That is why they're coming. They want a better standard of living. They want freedom. They want liberty. I understand that. But every nation of the world has to control its borders, has to defend its sovereignty. And when you're being invaded year in, year out by 3 to 5 million, and the federal government is not doing its job, deliberately not enforcing immigration law within the borders of the United States, mainly in the interior, and I'm including Dallas here. The Border Patrol roughly in 100 miles from the border to roughly 100 miles. That's where they primarily are apprehending and detaining both illegal immigrants as well as the drug smuggling. If you make it beyond there, especially if you're an illegal alien, you're more or less home free. You make it to one of these sanctuary cities and you're going to get a job. And Hillary Clinton knows this. Mark Levin, and I just by accident caught this. He was playing a clip when Hillary Clinton was a senator. And she was making the, we got to secure the borders. And everyone knows, I used to live on Long Island. Originally, I was born in Brooklyn. Everyone knows neighborhoods in Brooklyn, Nassau County, Suffolk County, where they're illegal. I don't know what she called them. She might have called them illegal aliens or illegal immigrants. The technical term, the correct term, is illegal aliens that are standing on corners. Well, not news to me. I haven't been back for many, many years. But I'm not surprised at that because you can go to Dallas and see the same thing. You can go to every major city, especially those that are sanctuary cities, and see the same thing. There are a lot of day laborers. They're young men. They go to a certain spot. And then in the morning, what happens? You'll have trucks pull up and they're hired 1, 2, 5. They get in the truck. They're taken to a job. At the end of the day, they get paid, and they come back to the parking lot that they were picked up at. The people employing them are committing a crime. The illegal aliens are committing a crime. But it's going on throughout the country, and the American people are simply saying, enough is enough. We want the laws of this land enforced. We believe in the rule of law. Enforce the law. It's the federal responsibility, and neither under Republicans or Democratic administrations have we had vigorous enforcement of immigration law. You don't need to kick down people's apartment doors. Although a little of that would get the message out quicker. You need to go after the employers. That's why they're here. And until American employers, businesses, government agencies, school districts, colleges, churches, charity, individuals, understand that you are committing a felony and you can be fined and imprisoned, until those laws are enforced, we will continue every day to have illegal immigrants either overstaying their visa or crossing the U.S. border. You have to start somewhere, and that's where you should start, as well as securing the border. You can't do one, just one. You have to secure the borders, and that means, listen, if they're, and this is the Border Patrol saying this, yeah, for every one we catch, we know, and you've seen, people have observed this. It's not like they're making numbers up, because a lot of these people come that are here illegally, they come in small groups, 10, 15, 20 people. Many of them have paid money to have someone guide them across. And once they are across into the United States, if they see a U.S. Border Patrol racing to their spot, what they do is they scatter in all directions. They're told, listen, if the U.S. Border Patrol should approach us, you scatter in every direction possible, and maybe 5 miles beyond we'll regroup. That's what's going on, and it's happening every day. Nothing's changed. Once you get to a so-called sanctuary city, and we have a lot of them in Texas, but we have them in California, Washington, California, Florida, Georgia, the Carolinas, New Jersey. Once you get there, the probability of you being deported is slim and none. Why? The laws are not being enforced. Start with the employers. And that's what Donald Trump is not mentioning. I'm waiting for him to directly point this out. And he's going to have to answer the question. How are you going to do it, Donald? Now, I'm not a fan of Jorge Ramos of Univision. He's the one that interrupted Trump at his press conference. Trump had security eject him, but then brought him back and answered his question. The guy's an activist. He's part of the problem. He's encouraging this invasion, and you must think of it as invasion. This is not a small problem. This is a gigantic problem. You see, when we were in World War II, there were attempts by Nazis with the help of U.S. citizens to sabotage plants and equipment, both military and civilian, and people were captured, tried by a military tribunal, and executed. That's how people that in war, if you do that and caught, you're considered a spy. And in some countries, they execute you on the spot. Now, I'm not recommending that, but that's what you do when you have people aiding, for example, the invasion. You would have military brought here by submarine, led off the coast around Long Island, New York, New Jersey. You would have U.S. citizens, mostly of German descent, helping them. And we caught them. We tried them and we executed them. Ramos is an agitator. He's an activist. And he throws the question out because Trump, see, I would not have invited him back. But Trump is a nice guy. So he invited him back and for 5 minutes tried to answer questions. The guy continued to be rude, continually interrupting. He wasn't asking questions. He wasn't. If you were a reporter, you're supposed to put it in a question, not make statements. He was saying, you can't deport 11 million. My two or three points is, yes, we can. Yes, we should. And it's really 30 to 50 million. And watch. You want to know how? We're going after the employers. And if we find any illegal aliens working there, they're going to be put on a bus and deported. Legally processed, but deported. That's going to take a lot of effort, a lot of money. It's not going to be cheap. Now, why do you need to do this? You need to highlight the problem. What's the scope of the problem? Be fair. You put everyone on notice. Effective 1 January 2017, if you are here illegally, you have 90 days to go home, wherever that home is. Otherwise, starting 1 April, we will be having task force in every major city where there are illegal aliens going after the employers. And the word gets out. And if you're one of these businesses or employers that have a lot of illegal aliens, it'll add up. I would make the fines a lot stiffer. I would confiscate with due process here. I believe in due process, a trial with evidence, prosecution. You make examples of these people and you give them a fair warning. Okay, we know you've been doing this for 10, 15, 20 years, but starting 1 January, pick a date. 90 days from that date, I've instructed the Department of Justice, my Attorney General, as well as the Secretary for the Department of Homeland Security, specifically ICE, Immigration Customs Enforcement, to go after the employers in the United States that are employing illegal aliens. We'll arrest them, their managers, their owners, their executives, as well as any illegal aliens that we find on the premises. We'll process them and also deport them. Now, why do I say this works? The word gets out. What do you think other employers are going to be quickly doing when they see television news stories night after night of business owners in handcuffs being taken to a van or a squad car and taken away to jail and seeing illegal aliens put in a police vehicle, process and then deport it. You see, you need to turn the magnet off. The only way you're ever going to stop the invasion and reverse it. I want it reversed, is enforce the law. And that's what the American people are demanding. And that is the fundamental disconnect that the political elites of both parties in this country have from the American people. The American people have been yelling about this for years. This is not a news story. You would think that some of the talking heads that are in New York and Washington, maybe they should get out of town and talk to the American people, see what they think about it. They're not happy with what's going on because their children and grandchildren can't find jobs. They're competing with 30 to 50 million illegal aliens, mainly for low-entry jobs. But it starts at the low end, but it goes to the high end as well. So, Mrs. Clinton, no, we don't have to paint pictures of Nazi Germany in the 30s and 40s and the SS breaking doors down. We don't have to do that. We just send Immigration Customs Enforcement, and I would hope supported by the local police, and start arresting employers that are the big offenders. And they're big offenders in every city. I used to sell surveillance cameras briefly. I went to a number of businesses where a good percentage of the workforce were illegals, and they'd have a special human resources person that spoke Mexican or Spanish. And these were good paying jobs. These were factory jobs. But that's going across the country. The American people are not suckers. They don't like to be played for suckers. They don't like to be lied to, misled. And the leadership, political leadership in this country, have forgotten who brought them to the dance. They are spitting on, they are ignoring the American worker, American citizens. And they will pay a political price, both Democrats and Republicans, for doing it. That's why Donald Trump has taken off. He's not my first choice, but I understand why he's winning. Because he's hit on the fact that the American people are fed up with political correctness. They're fed up with political correctness is used on this issue to shut people up. And the media is supporting this. You can't call them an illegal alien. They're an undocumented immigrant. No, they're not. They're illegal alien. Only if you're here, if you've gone through the true pathway to citizenship, namely legal immigration, and over a million do, are you here and you're an immigrant. Because if you don't present your papers, in other words, you broke into the country and then got fraudulent documents and continue working here, you've committed three crimes. One a misdemeanor, the other two are felonies. Multiple counts, because you're continuing doing it. You deserve to be deported. And I know they work hard and they're cheaper. That's why the employers want them. Who's being screwed here? The American worker, the American citizen. And the American people have had enough of it. And they're throwing out of office Democrats and Republicans that continue to support this and continue to lie and mislead the American people. And that includes both parties, the leadership of both parties. Republicans do it to get big campaign contributions from their donor base. The Democrats do it for that reason too, but also because they think the more illegals as well as legal immigrants that come to this nation, that they will get a lock. In other words, they can turn this country to a single-party system by encouraging illegal immigration, and by so doing, at some point, make every one of these illegals a citizen. That is selling out your own country. I'm ashamed of them, and they should be ashamed of themselves. Somewhere along their pursuit of power, they forgot that's the American people that elected them. They're selling out the American worker. They're selling out union members. Shame on them. And they should pay a political price, and that price is being thrown out of office. And yes, it equally applies to those in the media, left, right, and center, that are for open borders. And we have a lot of bleeding heart Republicans that are big on open borders, mainly to please their boss, Rupert Murdoch at Fox, at the Wall Street Journal. Oh, he was an immigrant, but look what he's turning around doing. We have an immigration problem. It's chaos. It's anarchy. What we don't have is immigration law enforcement, and that is what, in one sentence, the American people are not asking for. They're demanding. And if it continues and gets worse and worse, you're going to see civil unrest and a revolution in this country, because there's a fundamental disconnect from what I call the political elitist establishment, the leaders of both political parties, their supporters in the media, and their rich donor base. That will bring another American revolution. I hope it's peaceful, but this could easily get ugly. And no one wants that. I certainly don't want that. But that's what happens when you violate one of the basic principles of this country, namely the rule of law. This is not law. This is corruption. Corruption. That's what's happening in the form of campaign contributions to people in the House, the Senate, the President, and both parties to encourage illegal immigration as well as increasing legal immigration by doubling it and tripling it and increasing H-1B visas. Money talks. And American people see this and say, we're losing our country. We're going to stand up. That's why Donald Trump is winning in the polls. I don't think he's peaked. I think he's just getting started. Now, the only question I have, he needs to sharpen his message. He really needs to sharpen his message. And we'll see what he does in the forthcoming debate. And this is not the only problem that the United States has. We need basic fundamental reform of the tax system, but that's another show. But immigration is dividing this country. It's dividing this country because the American people are being taken advantage of. We have too many people in media, talk radio, mainly on the East Coast, on all three major networks, as well as cable, Fox, CNN. They're all concerned about illegal aliens. When are they concerned about the American people? That's what I keep saying. Are you an American or you are a traitor? And that's what we're talking about, folks. You're selling out American workers. It used to be called treason. Now you have people trying to enforce political correctness in the classroom. There was a story today that Washington State professors, multiple, are telling students if they use the phrase illegal aliens, they will deduct points from their grades. Hello? I think those professors should be fired. They're encouraging, aiding, and abetting crimes. With that, I have to close the show with my favorite song, America the Beautiful.
My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We're the voice of Richland College. You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom, first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by PronkPops.wordpress.com and KDUXWebRadio.wordpress.com.